Sorry, folks. It's criminal to to talk over this, but time is running out. Time has run out. In the background, Sound Chaser from Yes. I'm sorry I couldn't play the whole thing. It was just a last-minute whim. But I hope you liked it. Stashu's up next in just seconds. You're tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Have a great week, and here comes Stashu.
I'm so happy.
It's time for another exciting episode of
Dance with Me, Stanley.
Today's episode.
Putt, 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 putt.
Putt, 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 putt.
Putt, 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 putt.
Choose your color of the ball.
I choose neon yellow.
I choose lavender. Okay, get on the comments playlist board and choose the color of your ball.
again.
Why, you...
Wow, everyone's just going so crazy today, Joe.
Sounds like everyone's happy and excited. I'm excited to...
What do you make of it all?
Well, I think that everyone needs to play a little miniature golf now and then.
I think so, too, which is perfect for today's special Summer of Stashu edition of the mini golf edition of Putt, 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 with me, Stanley.
And me, Joe K.
Okay. Well, how do we start? How do we start this? How do we go? What shall we do? Shall we start off with the first, what do you call it? The first hole, the first round?
Yeah. We need about a minute of theme music to set up this first hole.
Okay. Well, how do? So where are we?
We're at the Zany Golf Course, so we need some Zany Golf music.
Oh, well, I think you've come to the right place.
Good. I need some 1989 kind of Apple IIgs kind of instrumentation. Maybe some samples of some opera singers in there, something like that.
Oh, I have got just the ticket. You just wait and see.
I can't wait!
I can't wait either.
Wow, this is exciting. Putt, 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 putt. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, is this your first time playing putt, 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 putt?
Yeah, first time ever.
Oh. That's great. Are you excited?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. What size club do you think you're going to need today?
I don't really know. What do most people use?
We've got large, extra large, and triple extra large.
Whoa. That's gigantic. I think I'll go with the large.
You look to me like a double extra large.
Whoa, that's heavy. Okay.
There you go. And how about for the little lady?
I'll do a large.
There's a large club for you. How many balls would you like, sir?
I don't know. I guess...
You got your choice of 1 to 5.
Five.
Okay. Five balls. There's five balls.
Whoa.
Hey, you guys, be careful with that first hole. Have fun playing putt, 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 putt.
Thanks, sir.
Well, Jeff there was, he was right to warn Malcolm and Thalia about that first hole, because this course, it's a particularly lengthy one. It's at least a third of a mile. And because it's so long, they're not going to be, there they go. And they're off, and they're just sprinting. They're just running ahead and just, like, holding the club against the face of the ball rather than...
This is so exciting!
Yeah, I know, because they're making it toward the goal, but it's...
I've never had a golf tournament on the show!
They're getting kind of winded. They haven't been doing their cardio training, I'm sorry to say, unfortunately. But...
Thankfully, it's just mini golf. It's not, like, a huge thing.
Well, they are running over some broken glass here, yeah. This section of the course is normally a shortcut, and it doesn't pay to take shortcuts, so... There's a little bit of blood, but nothing that the nearest urgent care can't take care of. They've discovered the metal ladder that goes up to the first tee box, and they're scale. Oh, and it's on fire. The first tee box is completely engulfed in flames here, but they're trying to continue on. They're running across the suspension bridge, and so far they're just a little bit... Ah, and they've made it to the Arboretum. Can they get the golf ball into the goal? The goalie Audrey Two Plant is guarding it fiercely, and they've done it! Malcolm and Thalia, nice work.
Wasn't a snooze fest. If you're just tuning in, this is the Summer of Stashu. Today we're going to debut something real big, Joe. That's going to be the hole in one today, right? Oh, mini golf puns are going to be all over the place. If you don't want it, turn the radio off right now, because it's going to get bad and it's going to get hot.
We need more mini golf on the radio.
Yeah, heck yeah. Hell, H-E double hockey sticks, yeah. I'm a little afraid to say the other word. I don't want to evoke the duh. I don't even want to say his name. The devil. The devil! Is the devil around?
It looks like he's hiding behind that tree over there, but not very well. He looks a little bit listless, actually.
He's like all red and sweaty and like looks like hungry or something. It's really weird.
I think he's taking a smoke break.
What a creep. Oh, gosh. I don't want to smoke. Don't make me smoke, devil. Don't even ask me. Stashu doesn't want to smoke, okay? Like, I've been doing fine without it, okay?
I think you're going to do just fine, because I'm watching the devil up behind that tree, and he's just playing Angry Birds, which is very 2014, if you ask me.
Did he, is he, like, looking for, like, the balls that might go over there? Or, I mean, So Thalia isn't the only one playing, right?
No, it's everyone at home in their imaginations.
Yeah, so that's why we asked you to choose the color of your ball, because, well, you have to if you want it. Honestly, if you want to interact, and if you want to go to the next hole, which, by the way, is going to be a lot of fun, right?
It's a lot of fun. If you have a ball that's the same color as someone else's, you have to, like, look at the brand so you can remember. And if it's the same brand, you have to make, like, a mark on it with a Sharpie or something. And you don't want to get a two-stroke penalty.
Yeah, so get prepared, okay? I think they're getting prepared. So why don't you describe the next hole number two? I mean, at mini golf, every station, right? A station has a name. The last one was called obstacle course. That was the obstacle hole.
Yeah, what is the next one?
The next is the office hole.
Oh, yeah. This is one that a lot of people got trapped in until they did remote work, and then it just moved what they used to do to the remote work. So this is the, whether you're at home or in the office, this is the office.
I'm just excited to get to the last hole eventually. But, I mean, we have to get through all of this to get there. So
yeah.
Thanks for bearing with me, Joe. I mean, you have a lot to do with the last hole. We'll talk more about that, though.
Sounds good. But let's go to the office. I got to get some work done so I can get out of work.
Let's. I love work.
Services. We do the work, you do the pleasure. Pleasure. We'll be right back. the work, you do the pleasure.
Wow, what an equation.
That was a good work day. This 5 American 16, I tell you, the inflation and the tariffs, my goodness.
It kind of makes me depressed. Why don't we go to... It makes me depressed.
Yeah, I think before I get out of work, I have to wallow in depression first. Do you have anything that can help me to wallow in depression?
Yeah, let's go to the depression hole since we're playing mini golf.
Yeah, mini golf's got a way of getting you down or lifting you up, but after work, gotta stop and be depressed. Let's do it!
I imagine if you get a hole in one, then it's like, will you be depressed then? I don't know.
If you win at the thing that's the anti-thing, that I don't know. Where'd the devil go? He was right behind that tree a minute ago.
I don't know. Let's go to the depression hole. You ready, everyone? Okay.
I'm ready to be happy.
No, silly. This is the depression hole.
All right, let's do it.
There's nothing wrong with being depressed. Just feel it, okay?
All right, we're going to feel it together. Here we go.
I recall seeing the boat, Pontiac 1960.
Okay, honestly, though, I could listen to that riff over and over, and well put, Proto-Martyr. What's the use in crying about it when we've got so much more of the game? Which, how many holes have we done so far, Joe?
I think we did 37 or 38 so far.
Wow, we already did 38 holes? Man, that was in just 20 minutes? Wow.
Well, I played a few rounds on my phone also, and did a sprint around the whole property during that last song.
Wow, that's impressive. I wonder where everyone else is at. I hope you're having as fun of a mini golf game. Oh, look, we just passed one of those volcano waterfalls.
Wow,
that's so cool. What else do you see?
There's like a turret on the top there that has a flag, and it's got one of those self-playing organs inside that's all the instruments
to
be tuned.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want to see. Get out of the way. You're so tall. Get out of the way, okay? Jeez. We're trying to conduct also a radio show here because, you know, there's people that need entertainment. In fact, do you see any hope around? I thought maybe this course had some hope, but I'm really not sure what it looks like.
That's the beauty about the Pontiac 87 is you can drive it from your depressing work job and you can drive it
work
in... You can drive it from your depressing work job back to your neighborhood where you like your neighbors and you actually want to be there and you wish that your neighbors would join you all the time because you actually like everybody.
Oh, I like what you were saying earlier about being a neighbor. How did you put it? It was like a statement. It's like a rebellious statement.
Actually, I was suggesting that Mr. Rogers is a radical, like the message of Mr. Rogers is a radical act.
Oh, you mean the whole like be my freaky neighbor?
Yeah, like being nice to people, caring about people, all of that. That's what we must keep in our hearts at this moment.
Did he want a freaky neighbor?
I'm sure if there was a freaky neighbor next to Mr. Rogers, he would have been totally chill about it.
Like, he would have calmed them down from being freaky? Like, what, it was a vampire? Like, whoa, that's freaky.
There's so much that there is to learn about the world, including about vampires.
So this next hole is the hope hole.
It is. Let's have some hope, and it'll get us out of our depression.
Okay, everyone, get your golf clubs ready, because we're gonna play the game.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Or maybe if I press this button. This is a cassette player with a little cassette in here. And there's nothing written on it, so we'll just have to play it to see what it is.
Do you ever imagine things? Are they scary things? Are they scary things? Do you ever imagine things? Things you'd like to have? Did you ever see a cat's eyes in the dark? and wonder what they were. Did you ever pretend about things like that before?
Did you ever pretend about things like that?
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different, from every other person in the world. Some can do some things, some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do? Many things you've learned. Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind? You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think and they'll grow. Did you feel like going like that?
Let's give the fish some food.
Mr. McFeely, I didn't order any whistles.
That's what they call a slide whistle.
Did you feel like going like that? There are so many things, to learn about in this world. And so many people who can help us learn.
And so many people who can help us learn.
Did you ever grow anything in the garden of your mind?
In the garden of your mind.
You can grow ideas in the garden of your mind.
In the garden of your mind.
It's good to be curious about many things. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think. You can think about things and make believe. All you have to do is think, and they'll grow.
Well, that was fun. That was also the TV themes hole, because we went down a wormhole earlier. Wormhole. There were a bunch of worms in there. And we were like, hey, worm. What's up, worms? And we said to the worms, wow, that whatchamacallit ad really sounds like the Clarissa theme song.
Yeah, we're not totally sure, but it sounded like they were written by the same person, but maybe they're not. That's why those are side by side. Clarissa Explains It All and Whatchamacallit.
Wait, is that why they were side by side? Wait, what?
No. I'll say it again. They sounded similar, so I thought maybe we'll play them together because they could be the same person.
And even with all our sleuthing, we just couldn't figure it out. And so, again, we've disappointed you here, dear listener. And so we shall wallow with you in the disappointment world of disappointment, a world of disappointment.
I tuned in to Dance With Me Stanley, and they played things that I didn't like. 2.5 stars.
What? Come on, give me at least like a little half star in there.
There is a half star. It's 2.5 stars.
All right, yes, I guess.
Yes, I guess. That reminds me. Many, many years ago, when I was 23, I knew this guy, and he was cool, and we used to talk on the internet, and he was a musician, and he sent me some stuff, and it wasn't labeled properly, and I lost touch with him, and that was in the early 2000s, and that was a long time ago. So I want to play this short little thing that he wrote, because I found the MP3 on my computer, and if you're this person, get in touch with me through Dance With Me Stanley at Dance With Me Stanley's contact information.
At dancewithmestanley.stanley.stanley.com. Actually, like, stashu@wfmu.org.
Yeah, write to stashu@wfmu.org if you know who wrote this very next piece of music that's really short, and it's called Yes, I Guess.
All right, let's not leave them waiting. On with the putts.
Yes, I guess I could spend the bulk of my 2.5-week Thailand vacation trying to coax your piano with a hammer and some mutes into something like an equal intonation. And to bring it up to pitch will certainly be a bitch. But I'd like to get the job done sooner, so I'm sending you some money so that you can hire a tuner.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun one. That, my friends, was Aaron Jonah Lewis with the Ragtime Revival Band. And that was called the Temptation Rag. How tempting indeed. I want to play it again, but we don't have time. We have to move on to the polka hole. What would the Dance With Me Stanley show be exactly without the polka hole?
Polka hole!
Polka hole! Everybody at home, we're now on the 1,085th hole. So I know it's been exhausting, and I hope you're keeping score.
Polka hole!
Heartbreaker's gonna break, and the faker's gonna fake.
There was some Philip Glass music. That was Le Café from the Orpheus Suite.
Wow! I feel like this is all leading up to the next hole. Really, the last hole, but the debut hole. It's a debut, you see?
Well, I was sitting at home and you were calling out for people to make homemade polkas, and I thought...
Oh, that was a long time ago, Joe.
Well, it takes me a long time to get around to
Why
doing stuff.
Why did it take so long? Were you picking the toe jam out from between your toes?
In a sense, yes, yes. A lot of replacing of illegally sourced samples with public domain samples happened. That's a thing that happened.
That's a little bit like Toe Jam.
Because we don't want to violate international copyright laws, the thing here. And so I made a thing, and I was thinking, like...
But it's, like, serious. Like, this is, like, right?
Well, Philip Glass is a very, very serious composer, and, you know...
How serious is he?
He's so serious that he made a documentary about how serious he is called Philip Glass, I'm Really Serious. Actually, maybe he didn't. But I don't know, actually. I don't know about this guy.
I think it was called something else, but I don't know what it is.
Well, it was coming after this polka, and
At any rate, maybe
these two things need to go together, Philip Glass and polka.
Could it be at any rate?
It could be at about 152 beats per minute.
So are you telling me that this is a debut release of Polka Etudes?
This is the first 10 piano etudes by Philip Glass, book one of his 20 etudes, arranged in the style of a Weird Al Yankovic polka medley.
So this is the last hole, everyone. It's the debut hole, and it's really the hole-in-one. So good luck, everyone, and tee off or whatever and stuff, right?
That's right, and Orange Mountain Music is going to play this one, and thank you to Orange Mountain Music.
Yay! Go, Joe C. Krause. Okay, here we go.
Joseph C. Krause, Etudes Polka by Philip Glass and me.
Get your plum-colored balls ready, because what was the other? Chartreuse as well. We had a lot of colors, and I like them all. So get them ready, and get ready to hit them into the hole. Okay, bye!
Bye.
Thank you.
Wait, so what? You did that, Joe? What?
I was learning the etudes, and I thought I'd come on the air.
No big deal.
And I thought I'd play them on the piano, but there wasn't enough time, so I had to put them all in 5 minutes.
Well, speaking of only 5 minutes, really only 5 seconds, you've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having me on for the putt, Philip Glass Polka debut!
That was so fun. I hope everyone got like a really good score at the end of it, because that's what mini golf is really all about. And radio too. And I hope everyone got out of the depression hole okay, right?
If you're still depressed, go get the sheet music to this and learn them at home. I promise it'll only take like 18 months.
We love you. Bye.
Love you, bye.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Stashu.
Woo! See you next time on another exciting episode of
The Dance With Me,
Stanley Show.
We're going to take a walk into this bog, starting from the dark trees one sees in the distance, and then along the left side of the creek. Walking into a bog is a journey from dark to light, beginning under a dense canopy and moving into the full sun of a more open mat. As one walks into the bog, the peat gets thicker and typically less compact. When first entering the bog near larger trees, the footing may feel spongy but still supportive of weight. Out on the edge of the peatland, near open water, it feels like walking on a waterbed, where the peat mat may actually extend out over open water. Care must be taken at this end of the peat gradient not to fall through the peat mat.
I'm gonna blow that TV to bits.
We'll have a great deal of fun.
How do you like it so far?
It's so pretty.
Wait, that's not all. Would you like to hear more?
Oh, may we?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Ready?
We'll be right back.